I was just saying to Roxy, I haven't played MIA in ages, so I was going to drop it. It's pretty much my album for 2007, this one. But that one was called Mango Pickle Down River. That was MIA. Yeah. Right now, 1 minute past five, we're going to be talking to Renee Jones right now, and she is going to be reviewing the Portishead album. Renee, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. How's your Monday going?
It's going really well, actually.
Thanks for doing an In The Know so close to New Zealand Music Month, because a lot of people don't know this, but you work for Independent Music New Zealand.
Yes.
Which is a huge job.
And doing a foreign album today.
Yeah, and I think that's great that you've done that.
Yeah, it's quite good because I hear lots of local music, but I don't get to really inspect some of the overseas stuff as much as I'd like to, so it's quite good to be able to do that.
Wicked, and what a hot album you've chosen, man.
Yes, and there's, my God, the amount of anticipation that has been around for this one, it's just ridiculous. I think their last proper album came out 11 years ago, and that's a long, long time. That was...
And I remember it being so hot at the time as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that was like only a few years difference between that one and the groundbreaking Dummy album. So the anticipation has just been insane. I mean, a lot of people might be saying, oh, God, whatever. But I think there is a lot of genuine interest in out there, because these guys are very talented and they have quite a different take on the whole trip-hop thing. I mean, they kind of were responsible for starting it all off, and I think they were a little bit concerned that a million sort of cheesy bands sort of started up and tried to do the same thing.
Yeah, totally.
But that, you know, that hasn't really put them off. They're quite a strange band, because they sort of vie away from publicity and they just keep their heads down and do their own thing, and you don't even know what they're up to half the time. Apparently they have been playing quite a few shows around the place around the, sort of the beginning of the year, which would have been quite cool, I reckon.
Mm.
So, yes, 11 years down the track. Because their publicity, basically they just sent everyone to their Wikipedia site and put out a little kind of statement about why it had been so long that it took for them to release this album. And I like it.
Yeah?
It's cool, yes. It's very moody, but you'd expect that from them.
Yeah.
I think there was, like Dummy, it's going to be hard to top that one still, I think.
Did you find yourself comparing it straight away to Dummy because of the time between?
You can't really help it.
You can't, eh?
Because it was such a... Because I remember when I first got Dummy, a friend of mine gave it to me and he said, I think you'll like this. And I was like, oh my God, this is wicked. And I wasn't such a fan of the second album, Portishead. I didn't like, I don't know, sort of the big sort of theatrical orchestral stuff kind of... I don't know, it didn't quite do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the spookiness of this one. It's very, very... It's very moody, it's very melancholy, it's very dark. It's kind of almost, you know, could be soundtracks from a horror film. And they're a really...
Right.
Yeah. They're a really filmic band. I think they actually started... their very first project together was making a short film, and that's how they got signed, because the music they made to accompany their film apparently was really good. And so I think everything they do kind of sounds soundtracky, and that's probably what they're thinking when they're producing it as well.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, there's some nice little dark sounds and creepy things going on, and Machine Gun is a really full-on single. When I first heard that, it was like, oh my God, what are they doing?
This
is insane.
Great single, though.
Yes.
Don't you think, to lead off the album? Because it doesn't actually give that much away.
No.
For the album, eh? Do you think so?
Absolutely. There's not a lot, really, you know, that really does, that's quite a different track for the record. I mean, there's lots of rhythmic stuff happening on the album, but that particular track's just so in your face. Yeah. So it's quite, it was a really clever thing for them to actually release first up, because everything else is a lot more mellow. Did you hear the, one of the tracks that sort of sounds like, it's completely different from the others, sounds like they're doing it on a ukulele?
Oh, right, yeah.
I was just like, what?
I don't know what they, is it a ukulele? I don't know.
It could be sampled stuff, but it just sounds like she's sitting there strumming away on a ukulele or something.
It's pretty cool, eh?
It is quite cool. It's like, wow, I didn't see that one coming. But, I think people, I think Portishead fans will probably like it.
What about the new kids?
New kids, I would recommend they check it out.
Cool.
Definitely. It's different, it's interesting, I was saying it at work today and somebody here was like, oh, what's those cool noises that you're listening to and stuff like that.
Cool noises.
Yeah, cool noises are always worth checking out, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her voice is lovely as always. And I think the lyrics are a little bit more interesting than on the Portishead album as well. I think that's what I liked about Dummy. It had some really great lyrics, great songs. And then they kind of seemed a little bit more cliched on the second album, and they sort of got a bit more to say on this one, I think.
Well, that's cool.
Mind you, after 11 years, you'd hope that.
Older and wiser and all.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add to this one?
No, we can just definitely have a listen to it. Give it a go.
Cool. And yeah. Do you have a favourite track?
Yes, I'm...
Did you find it hard to pick a favourite track, just out of curiosity?
Actually, no. This track, when I first heard it, I really loved, and that may change as I listen to the album more, but I think I'm pretty much very keen on track 3, Nylon Smile.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Good track there.
Yeah.
You must be a BFM DJ.
Maybe.
Part-time. of course, Renee hosts Saturday 2 to 4.
Yep.
Alternating with the lovely Nairi as well.
Yes, Nairi's busy.
are you on the Saturday?
No, the other Jones will be on the Saturday, and then I'm on after that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we'll just remind everyone to, if they like a bit of this, they'll probably like a bit of your show too.
I think that, yeah, hopefully.
Cool,
yeah.
Renee.
Cool.
Hey, thanks very much for joining us for In the Know. That was a great review.
Thank you very much.
And shout out to you and Phil. It's your first anniversary.
I know, that's pretty
tonight, eh?
Thank you. Yeah.
So, yeah, happy anniversary, mate. And thanks for taking time out to talk to us today.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. We look forward to New Zealand Music Month too with you guys.
Hell yeah, it's going to be busy.
Cool. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Awesome. Bye, Renee.
Okay, see you.
See ya. Right, we'll just queue up that track. Da-da-da. I think she said number 3, Nylon Smile.